Welcome back to Solving Your Health Puzzle. We've been talking about weight loss. We've been talking about blood sugar problems. When we just left, we were talking about diabetes as that part of this health puzzle with metabolic syndrome. Another area that we can use to help a person with the blood sugar is exercise. Exercise is so essential in managing blood sugar levels. If a person's blood sugar is high after eating, a good way to bring it down is to walk for 30 minutes or so.
Yes, I remember I had a coworker come into our office. And she was concerned about her blood sugar being too high. And so I checked her blood sugar, and it was over 200. And before she gave herself insulin, I said, let's go for a walk. And so we just walked together in the neighborhood right there around the office and for about 15 minutes. And when we came back, her blood sugar had dropped 100 points just by taking a walk. Exercise does the same thing insulin does in facilitating the movement of glucose into the cells of our muscles.
Exercise has also been documented in many studies to be the primary factor in bringing down blood pressure. Just watch the YouTube video called 23 and a half hours about the effects of 1/2 hour of moderate exercise a day.
Yes, I love that YouTube video. Again, it's called 23 and a half hours, and it was produced by a medical doctor. There are some medical doctors who are becoming more holistic. Exercise has to become part of our lifestyles to become healthy and to stay healthy. We have become a society too busy for exercise, or it's too inconvenient to get sweaty. What messages are we sending to our children? What happened to the days when kids played a good portion of their day outside? Sweating is a good thing and helps us get rid of toxins, and exercise helps us breathe and exhale deeper, as well as having a long list of positive effects without the negative side effects that medication gives.
Other nutritional supplements that can assist a person in controlling blood sugar are controlled-release alpha-lipoic acid, vanadium, and chromium. Now, alpha-lipoic acid has been documented in medical literature as helping to bring down high blood sugar levels with meals, but it has a short half-life. So using a sustained release form makes its effectiveness last a couple of hours instead of just 20 minutes. We have Scott and Rosemary Cook with us today. We've been working with them for a while with their health challenges. You know, we would like to welcome them to our show and have them tell their story. Welcome, Scott and Rosemary.
It's good to be here.
Thank you for inviting us.
You know, it's really a privilege to have you here. You know, you've had a number of health challenges. Scott, why don't you begin with yours and telling us about some of your story, about some of your health challenges.
Well, about 15 years ago, I found out I had sugar diabetes or type 2 diabetic, and I went to the doctor. The doctor put me on some drugs and told me I need to get some more exercise, and so I started to exercise, and I found that I got myself up to where I was running about 4 miles a day, and I'd end up crashing on the side of the road, and my wife would have to come pick me up. And through this process, it increased my drug levels and increased the number of drugs that I was taking. The last time I saw my doctor, he told me that if I couldn't get it under control, he'd have to put me on insulin. And I was finding that I could not control my blood sugar levels. Three things that I found that I had most problem with is my blood sugars would spike on me. I could not lose weight like they told me I needed to. And the third thing is the more drugs I took, the more food cravings that I had. And I would crave starches mainly. Sugars weren't a big problem for me, but the starches were. I was weighing about 270 at the time, and I was able to get my weight down about 250, and I couldn't go below 250. I plateaued there. And my blood sugars at the time were 180, 200, and I could not bring them down. So that's basically my story coming into the situation until I met you, which I heard on the radio, Dr. Yeager. Since that time, I've had the opportunity to learn how to control my sugar diabetic, and it's changed my life in the fact that I'm not looking forward to a life of being blind or losing my limbs or being inactive like my mom and dad were in their last few years of their life, where they didn't have the energy to get up and do things because of their health issues that they were having. So since I've come in and met, Nancy's been a real help in that. She's helped me control my cravings, helped me understand why I was craving starches. The idea that if I have two starches and two meals, the third meal, I will automatically release insulin for the third meal of a heavy starch. I remember the first time coming into the office that I was driving down here. We live in Brigham City at the time, and driving down here, the simple fact that my blood sugar level rose about 70 points just come getting into the office. And I noticed every time I came into the office for the first 3 or 4 weeks, my blood sugars were extremely high. I was stressed that I wasn't going to be able to control this problem. But after about 4 or 5 weeks of visits, Nancy come to me and she says, well, I want you to try something. I want you to try a green salad for breakfast. And that's something I would have never thought of. I've been eating that way now for about 2 years, and I miss my salad at breakfast when I go camping and stuff. Because I can't get it because it's the issue. Weight, I've been able to exercise now, and I've walked. I've dropped my weight to about 225. So I brought my 2 plateaus I've hit since I've started visiting the office. And my blood sugars are under control. I do have control of my blood sugars. I'm not saying that I'm perfect at it, but I'm able to control them. And when my blood sugars start getting high, I know what to do and how to bring them down without eating. The 3 things that I've really come across is I need to eat more greens and green vegetables. I need to eat good fats, which I, in my lifetime, haven't eaten very many of those good fats. And I was almost a vegetarian when I came to the office, and so they've had me eat proteins for every meal. And those 3 things have leveled my life off to where I have a pretty good time. I can go forward day by day without worrying about my sugar level quite so much. This has been a real blessing in my life.
Scott, can I ask you a question here? You know, part of what we did as we were going through this process, there was some emotional issues going on too, wasn't there?
There was emotional issues. I found that when my sugar goes high or when it goes really low, my temper is shortened, and I was a bear to live with at those times. And there's a couple of treatments that you gave me where you worked specifically on emotional issues. You called it a heart wall, and I found that 2 weeks after that treatment, I was struggling with that. But since then, my life has changed. I'm a much more mellow fellow. You can ask any of my kids, and people that know me tell you that emotionally I'm a lot more stable than I was before. I guess the biggest emotion I've come across that's been worth is I haven't given up on life.
You know, it's really special because, you know, the emotional thing was a big thing for you, and I did know, you told me that it affected those that you were close to. And by releasing those emotions, you're able to change some of those self-defeating behaviors and thoughts that were sabotaging you.
We just don't have enough time to explain to you everything right now. That is why we are offering you, for those who call right now, a free CD for your personal computer on Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. That is a $35 value. We are also reserving for those who call right away a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how you can solve your health puzzle. That is a $100 value. Now, if you are hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right. And you can get this CD. And you can schedule your free appointment. Again, that number is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. We need to take a break right now, so we'll be right back with Solving Your Health Puzzle. Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM.